if you're going to have watchdog journalism, you've got to have people who are scrutinizing what's going on. They've got to scrutinize power. You've got to spend time researching what's going on. You've got to find out how governments are behaving, how corporations are working. You need to spend time and effort. You need to have skilled analysts and researchers and journalists who can find out what's going on, find the information that's hidden, and bring it forward. I'll give you a very good example in Britain over the last 2 weeks. I mean, the fact of the matter is, the British Parliament, the mother of parliaments, has been rather sadly exposed for the rather tacky business of sort of fiddling expenses. The fact of the matter is, that would never have got out had it not been for serious journalists demanding the information, assembling it, publishing it, promoting a public debate about responsible public office and standards that should be maintained. Now, are we going to lose that capacity? It seems to me there is a terrible danger to democracy if we don't have the scope for journalists to spend time, to be trained, to investigate, to research what's going on. Because given the opportunity, and this was the case in Britain, given the opportunity, politicians and people in power, governments will try to keep them, what they're doing that they prefer not to be published, secret. And journalism's about stopping people having secrets and actually allowing people to be scrutinized in public, particularly people who are in elected office. So the threat to democracy is not an idle threat, it's a genuine threat. No amount of blogging or social networking is actually going to keep proper scrutiny of those who are in power. And that's why we need, and the International Federation of Journalists has really put a focus on this. That's why we need more ethical journalism, more investment in journalism, more investment in traditional scrutiny. And so therefore, I think the concerns in the United States are absolutely justified. I think that we have, as I say, we're overwhelmed by information, but it's not quality information. We need more reliable, good information that helps people understand what's going on and also tells them the truth about what's going on. And so that's why, you know, we need more investment in media and journalism, and we need to take this crisis in media seriously. One of the things that concerns me is that I don't think politicians really are taking it seriously, but I'm absolutely convinced that unless something is done over the next 5 to 10 years, there could be a real black hole in the quality of democracy in Europe and many other Western states if media are no longer able to perform their watchdog role.